got an email here from Gobi who says, oh, our shows are really good. Thank you very much. Listen to them every day on the bus on the way to school. And the question is, what information do you get from the CT images of the brain and how do you read them?
Oh, CT was really a massive breakthrough in medicine because it gave us the first three-dimensional views of the inside of your body without having to open someone's body up to take a look inside. They rely on x-rays, and where a plain x-ray just shoots a beam of x-rays through your body, some tissues soak up more x-rays than others, and then you have a piece of photographic film behind the body. All you get is a shadow, if you like, of some of the things that soak up more x-rays than others, and you have to try and read that. But with CT, what it does is shines x-rays through the body at multiple angles. In fact, the whole arrangement turns around the body. So it shoots x-rays through you from every single possible angle, and it's taking a picture at every one of those things, and a computer then pieces together how much the x-rays were soaked up by all of the bits of tissue that it went past on the different paths as the x-rays went through the body from different directions, and it's able to build up a three-dimensional picture of what you look like inside based on how the x-rays were soaked up by the tissue. You can make it even more sensitive by adding things called contrast. This is heavy atoms of things like iodine or barium that soak up x-rays, and this can help to create a contrast between, say, blood vessels and other tissue, so you can image things even better. But it's very, very useful in things like stroke. You can look in the brain and see if there's a blood clot or a bleed, because blood has got a lot of iron in it, and the iron soaks up x-rays, and it shows up as a big white hot spot if you've had a brain injury and you've got some blood outside the brain or something. So CT, very, very useful.
I've just got we had a call here from Dave in Bradwell, who used to be a trawler man. So that was on my topic of fisheries. And he says, what people don't realise is that the average size of a trawl's mesh, so that's how big the holes are in it, is 2.5 inches. So that once a fish is caught, it's killed. So if fish are caught that are too small, they need to be thrown back and the damage is already done. And he suggests that protected areas might be a good option. Although, of course, you've always got the issue of poaching. And you've nailed it on the head, really, Dave. That is the thing we need to aim at, is putting aside parts of the ocean where we don't do anything, we don't take any fish from them, to hopefully let those stocks recover. The problem is, though, we've only got a tiny amount of the ocean currently protected, about less than 1%, and we really need to be aiming at around 20%, so we've got a long way to go.
Laying the facts bare, the Naked Scientists.
It is the Naked Scientists with Dr. Chris, Dr. Dave and Dr. Helen. It's our Q&A programme, an extravaganza of your science questions. If you'd like to get in touch with us, email chris@thenakedscientist.com.